Zaki, kom eens even. Zaki, we hebben hulp nodig. Kom, snel. We zien ons allebei.
Ja.
En goed?
Ja.
Oké, perfect.
Zeker?
Kan er nog licht aan? Nee, zeker. Nee,
doe een film nu met die dingen achtergrond.
Ja, oké. Ça va. We gaan beginnen.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of DNA Podcast! On location this time, ladies and gentlemen. On location. Wait, I'm gonna... So, yeah, we are in Croatia. And, yeah, Asdin, how do you like it so far?
It's been busy. It's been busy. We've been walking around for ages. I think we've, by now, walked around 60 kilometers.
That sounds about right. Yeah, we walked a lot.
My legs are on fire.
Let us explain.
Just like the girl is on fire.
Shout out to Alicia Keys. No, let us explain. Okay. So, first of all, it's not just audio this time. You can also watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
So, if you want to see the view of this beautiful country, well, go check it out on YouTube. And yeah, let us explain. So we told you all in the last podcast that we would do a travel edition. And yeah, you all chose Croatia. We gave our top fives. We put an Instagram poll out. And it was contested between Greece, Portugal, and Croatia. But then, yeah, you all chose
really
Croatia.
Really hoping they wouldn't pick Portugal. That wouldn't be a good decision.
Decision. Yeah, so no, yeah, we're in Croatia.
We are now in Croatia in, how do you say this?
Rogoznica.
We are somewhere between Split and
Šibenik.
And 200 kilometers of Dubrovnik and 400 kilometers of Zagreb. Sounds about right,
exactly.
Behind us you have the sea, you have a church. Yeah. That literally wakes me up every time.
Yeah, well, like a church should, it rings every hour.
But not like, I always thought once, I must say, no, every day it rings
every
the numbers
hour.
Of the hour that it is, like 6 hours, it will give 6 bells. But in the evening, it only does one, yes, it does. But last night, I couldn't sleep at all because you heard this ding, 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 ding. I've woken up about 5 times.
Yeah.
It's horrendous. Horrendous. Why would anyone do this?
No, it just rings. If it's 1 a.m., it rings one time. If it's 2, it rings 2 times. 3 times, etc. But yeah, no.
Still tired.
I know Croatia. Croatia is my second home, but how did you like Croatia?
It's my fourth time here already.
Yeah, okay, but we've done a lot, obviously. We're also with our two other friends, Zeki and Robin.
He's an asshole, and let me tell you why.
Not an asshole, I'm smart.
Oh, no, he's an asshole. So, what was the first time?
What do you want to say?
Like...
Excuses for the wind, it's very windy.
Whoa. No. Let's talk about yesterday. Yesterday we went to
Omish.
And there's a fort on top of a mountain. Mm-hmm. Literally on top of a mountain.
Yeah, it was really high up.
And this dude decides to say, what are we going to do? Ah, yeah, let's climb this mountain with our flip-flops. So people were walking up the mountain with walking sticks, with mountain shoes, with water, with everything. And I was the only one with a little bottle of water.
You had water as well, so.
A little bottle, no shoes, no socks, a wet-ass underwear.
Yeah, that you did yourself.
So it was horrendous.
It was amazing. It was extremely fun.
Since when did that happen?
Zeki, fix it.
No, 2 times on the back.
Okay, small pause.
Okay, Amish. We went to Amish, and Damir decided not to tell me and Zaki something. So we went to the beach each, which... So we went to the beach. And Damir had a good idea not to tell us that we were hiking up a mountain. So me and Zaki...
If I told you guys, you wouldn't have come.
Listen, I would have come anyway, but then I would bring some shoes also. We were only in flip-flops.
I had my Havaianas, they're pretty solid.
Shut up. You live in those. Those are more rusty than... No. So we went up the mountain with flip-flops while people were walking up the mountain and down the mountain. They were laughing at us because we only had flip-flops. We didn't have any water with us.
You had a small bottle,
4 persons, and it was warm.
I wasn't drinking from
it. It was warm down there.
Yeah, okay, yeah, but we were climbing up the mountain.
And people were walking down the street, walking down
the terrain, yeah.
The terrain with walking sticks, mountain shoes, and then you got us straight from the sea into the mountain. It was horrendous.
Yeah,
it was
amazing. It was extremely fun. Yeah, but that was Amish. Today we went rafting. That was also fun. I have to admit.
Another near-death experience. Let me tell this story. So we went to Amish again. I don't know. That place wants to get me killed. Yeah, we went to Amish again. We went rafting. And at a certain moment, this guy says, who wants can go cliff diving in
A dark cave, yeah.
In a dark cave with water that was 0 degrees.
No, it was
something.
It was eight.
It felt like minus 28 degrees.
It felt like that, but it was 8 degrees.
Let's keep it at 0 degrees, okay? It felt like that and worse. Huh? So you could choose. You could take the plunge of 20 centimeters up to 4 meters?
3 meters.
We were. What did happen to me? He said, "Do not jump because your head will hit the ceiling."
Yeah, do not jump up then to go
and
down.
And what did I do? I wanted to jump and my head straight against the stalactite or something. I jumped down. It was cold as hell. Pause. Is that killed you, bitch?
Okay.
As long as your shoes eat.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. And then we had to do a climb up the hill, fell down on me. It was horrendous. And fun. I love being on the verge of death. Also, in that hiking trail, you could go around the fort, but it was like a really long cliff down, like 300 meters down. Mm-hmm. And we were just casually walking around that trail with a rope hanging for our dear lives.
In our flip-flops. That's the key point here. We were in our flip-flops. And then some French ladies were like, oh, not so smart.
Flip-flops.
Not so smart.
Ah, oui, madame, ga u croissant eten, madame.
Oh, no. So, yeah, they laughed at us, but hey, we made it. We made it down. And then,
in flip-flops, I'm proud of myself, and I hate you for that.
See, but if I told you, you wouldn't go. So, we did Amish, we went to Split. We ate in an amazing restaurant, thanks to my mother, she gave us a tip.
Oh, that seafood. Oh! Mm.
And a great cocktail, it was Simply Red.
It was indeed Simply Red. Oh, the mocktail was so amazing.
Yeah.
I really wanted to go to that restaurant and ask for 1 liter of that mocktail, just so I could take it home and give it to my family.
Yeah, it was really amazing. What else did we do? We actually went a lot of sightseeing, a lot of walking.
I'm done with walking for at least 1 year, I think.
We also visited, we explored Rogoznica itself. We went to...
We went to that, the start of a lake.
Ah, yeah, that's true, that Cetina River.
Cetina River, and we went to, it's a big hole that turns blue, red, yellow and stuff, and it was really beautiful, really good walk. And then we went up a mountain again, a really high mountain. I think we were like 1,100 meters.
No, I don't know. I didn't check, but something was high.
Yeah, it was very high. We went actually up a mountain. It was above 1,000 meters.
But this time with a car.
With a car, yeah. Hell no, I would walk that. We had the most amazing views here in Croatia. It was simply amazing.
It was simply red.
Oh, Dani!
That will be
now. I want to go to Split just for that drink. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. Then you can go. I'm not going.
Yeah. Why, bro? Come drink some Simply Red.
That would be really the catchphrase of this Croatia podcast.
What?
Simply Red.
It is Simply Red. And but it's like the view behind us.
It's actually on my balcony.
Yeah, he lives on an island. People, so girls, if you want a guy with an island, island the boys, try to make
it. I hope no one
it.
Saw that.
Try, island boys.
What okay, is no. We're also, this, yeah, this we is the first of two podcasts. The other one from Croatia will be on the beach.
Each.
Because, yeah, we promised y'all. Hey, but yeah, hey, we promised? You voted the country?
Tomorrow on the beach and then one in Zadar. In a car or something.
You better stop talking.
No. We promise our viewers something and we get them something.
Yeah, they chose Croatia.
Just like this hat, you can win it, but it's for another time. They really talk like this here. Just for another time.
Yeah. This is like Christian Croatia people are really like...
Easygoing,
yeah, like chill.
A bit of racist in there. Yeah. Like
time.
No, not racist, rude.
Oh, definitely.
No,
some of them.
The garçons, how do you call it in English? The waiters and the waitresses. Waiters. Oh, they are rude as hell. You see in their faces they don't want to work.
Some of them, yeah. Some of them do.
Oh, it's horrendous. Like yesterday we went
like
to
that girl on the pub, she wanted to work.
Which pub?
The one here in Logan's, she just didn't want to take your orders. But that's
No. She couldn't speak English.
No, she didn't want to speak English.
Yeah, she didn't want to speak
to
English.
You.
To me, to Robin, to Zaki.
Yeah, no, that's an exaggeration, but that's a
story. No, really. I asked for an iced tea. I think everybody in this whole world knows what an iced tea is. I asked to this girl, I want an iced tea. She said, huh? Zaki said, I see. Hugo. Yeah. Robin asked for a Hugo. I said, Hugo? Then Damir spoke in Croatian. Said, yeah, one Hugo. Exact the same like Robin did. And she said, okay. And she was in love with you.
In love with you.
He's in love with the Popo. Got it from the Lolo.
Okay, actually, Zaki is holding our camera like for the past 10 minutes. Because
and he's gonna hold this for much longer. I'm just kidding.
No, we actually have fun. How did you. We still have a few more days to go, but.
We have one day.
We have still a day to go, but till now. A score from 0 to 10.
A 7.
A 7. Excuse me?
A 7.
Why a 7?
A 7.
Why a 7?
I think a 7 is really good. For vacation?
Shame.
Why?
A 7.
Why?
It's not our fault that you sleep until 11:30.
Oh no, that's not the problem. I ain't doing nothing before 12, so it doesn't matter.
You ain't doing anything after 12 either.
Yeah. No, why a 7? Because I think I've seen enough of Croatia.
Now we haven't even seen half of it.
Yeah, but like we've seen the big cities, the most famous cities. It's time for something else.
But
that's why I give it a 7. If it was the first time, I would give it a 9.
A 9? See, that's what
I would. Like if it was my first time, I would give it a 9. I think it's time to see a new culture, a visit an other country more clearly. I think Croatia is an. Is like an ending of a part of a book, a chapter of a book. We are still coming here, but not as frequent as we used to now.
No.
And that's why I call it the end, an end of a chapter, not of a story, because I think we are going to see a lot more countries still having the same amount of fun.
We'll try.
But after four times, Croatia is done.
Yeah.
And we've seen the big cities. We've seen Dubrovnik. We've seen Zadar. We've seen Zagreb.
Really got my heart.
We've seen Gvozd. We've seen.
Yeah, Gvozd is not.
Gvozd, we love it.
Buddy! We've seen Rijeka, we've seen Gvoš, we've seen Zagreb, we've seen Dubrovnik, we've seen Split, we've seen Šibenik, we've seen, how does that one called, where Aurora is? Primošten. We've seen Trogir. We've seen actually really a lot. I think we've seen it all.
You definitely have.
Now you know what I mean. We can do a road trip in 7 days.
Okay,
we've seen everything what we could see in 7 days.
Yeah.
We've seen the mountains. We've seen.
But hey, but we'll do travel edition podcast or try to do more frequently.
Oh, more frequently. I love travel.
We lost 2 years with COVID, so now we're rushing to catch up, and we'll bring every single one who is listening and maybe watching with us, and we'll bring the Smurfs.
Do you know what I want to do? To take one of our listeners to a vacation,
mm-hmm.
and but like a listener who wants to get on the podcast and travel with that person, and then make podcasts with that person, and maybe
with us and that person, or
yeah, us and that person, and it doesn't that have to be like a vacation of 7 days, eh? City trip there, a long vacation after school or after long days of work, you know, when they work.
See, most stupid idea.
Like a city trip. Oh, we go to Barcelona, we go to Marseille, we go to Rome, we go to where you've been in Italy.
Vienna
is nothing for me, man.
Why?
Vienna is
Vienna
ostrich,
waits for you.
Ostrich.
Austria.
Are there ostriches?
In the zoo, probably. So this was part one of Simply Red. the catchline of this trip, Simply Red. Part one of Simply Red.
This vacation was really about Simply Red. Just doing our thing. But the end of an era of Croatia.
Of an era. First it was a chapter, then a book, and now an era.
Yeah, no, I call it, for us.
Here it is.
Oh.
It is now 8:04.
It is 8 o'clock.
5.
And you hear this when
6,
you are sleeping. And 7, when your REM 8, sleep, and when your REM sleep
hour.
Is in line with the bells you get waking up every time.
You don't hear it after a while.
Yeah, but you're only 6 days.
Yeah, I don't hear it anymore.
Yeah, you've been here all your life.
Yeah, okay, no. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this was part one of Simply Red podcast, Simply DNA podcast. See you in the next time. Make sure you can also watch, you can see this beautiful, I hope the sunset was caught on camera. And you definitely won't do it for us, but for the view, maybe. Thank you all for listening, and
Have a Simply Red.
And maybe then we'll see the Smurfs.
You won't. Till this day, I don't know what he's talking about.
Bye-bye.